I picked up the extra ice. Aren't you finished with the hors d'oeuvres yet?
No, I'm still working on the celery sticks.
Did you finish the decorations, Rose?
No, not yet. I kind of got sidetracked. Look.
This is what you've been doing for the past 45 minutes.
Isn't he cute? I call him Scotty.
Now you can call him garbage. Help Blanche with the hors d'oeuvres.
What time's the birthday girl getting here?
I told Roberta to be here at 2 o'clock.
You think she suspects anything?
Please, the woman is 88. She still tries to find gun smoke on Sunday nights.
Dorothy, why don't you get the cake and we'll take all these things into the living room?
Good idea, good idea. And where's the cake? Rose, did you take it out?
I haven't even seen it yet.
Oh, Ma, what'd you do with the cake?
I didn't do anything. I haven't seen it yet either.
What do you mean you haven't seen it? You were supposed to bake it.
I was?
Oh, Ma. You forgot.
I didn't forget. I wanted to make sure it was fresh. I'll bake it now.
Oh, honey, Roberta's going to be here in 45 minutes. I don't think you have time to bake a cake.
45 minutes? In 45 minutes, I can bake 2 cakes and knit you a sweater. Out of my way. The maestro approaches the podium.
Hope Sophia finishes in time. You can't give a good birthday party without a cake.
Yeah, I seem to recall a party with 3 cakes that was not so terrific.
3 cakes?
Yeah. Rose had planned a surprise birthday party for me. You were still living at Shady Pines.
You mean the home. Say it, Dorothy, the home.
Anyway, Rose had planned the surprise birthday party for me. Oh, I'll never forget it. I've never had such a surprise in my life.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, boys and girls. Happy birthday to you. Welcome to Mr. Haha's Hot Dog Hacienda. I have lots of fun planned for you for this afternoon, but you have to finish your Mr. Ha Ha Dog first, because a ha ha dog is fun to eat. A ha ha dog is really neat. A ha ha dog is a great big treat. And it's only $1.79 without a beverage. Woo! See you soon, kids!
Oh, isn't this fun?
Dorothy, you haven't even touched your Mr. Ha Ha Dog.
You're right. Yeah, I touched it.
You're not having any fun, are you, Dorothy? Oh,
am I that transparent?
You're the one who always complains that her birthday parties are dull and boring. When I saw Mr. Ha-Ha's advertised on television, it looked like fun.
Yeah, for a 5-year-old, Rose. Or someone who thinks like one.
Ruined your birthday.
Oh, no, you haven't. You haven't ruined it.
Yes, I have. I'm a big dope. You must hate me.
Oh, honey, come on. Now, don't cry. Rose, I don't hate you. No, I'm really having fun. It's just that, you know, it took me a little while to get into the spirit of things.
Seriously?
Oh, yes. Both Blanche and I are having a lot of fun, aren't we, Blanche?
Well, who wouldn't have fun eating a foot-long Mr. Ha-Ha Dog? Drinking a 32-ounce
cherry burpee. If you drink 3 of them, you get to keep Mr. Ha-Ha's hat.
If you drink 3 of them, you should get to keep Mr. Ha-Ha's kidney.
And now it's time for the Mr. Ha-Ha Birthday Roundup. When I call your name, please come up on stage. Bobby Spina!
Please say you didn't do this.
G. Taylor!
Please tell me you didn't do this.
Dorothy Zbornak!
Dorothy stop that. You're making a fool of yourself. Mr. Ha-Ha's looking at you.
Are you Dorothy's born act?
That's right.
Get up on stage, Dorothy!
Get bent, Ha-Ha.
Come on, kids. Let's give Dorothy a great big Ha-Ha cheer! Ha-Ha! Dorothy! 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 Well, it says here on my Ha-Ha birthday list that Bobby is 7, Jeannie is 9, and Dorothy is...
I'll punch your heart out, Ha-Ha.
Dorothy is the oldest! And as the oldest, you get to lead the birthday parade! Here is your parade leader's hat. Mr. Music, if you please.
Don't prolong this. I know what car you drive.
The parade's over! Let's hear it for all the birthday boys and girls! But the fun's just about to begin, because now it's time for your Ha-Ha Hot Fudge Cake. Free to all my birthday boys and girls. Only $1.98 to the rest of my little friends.
No, thank you. I've had enough.
Oh, I think we have a cranky birthday girl. You see, kids, when you get a little older, you can get a little cranky. And when you get to be as old as Dorothy, well, you can be a real pain in a ha-ha. So, Dorothy, why don't you just lighten up, enjoy your hot fudge cake, and make a wish, okay? Come on, kids, make a wish and blow out the candles. I hope everybody gets what they wished for.
Do you really, Mr. Ha-Ha?
Dorothy, if I were you, I'd put the cake down. You see, Mr. Music's brother is Mr. Lawyer. Besides, that's not a very adult thing to do.
You're right. I can't do it.
Mr. Ha-Ha?
Yes, Bobby?
Happy birthday, Dorothy.
I'm sorry I missed that one. I would love to have been there, but I was...
At the home. We know, Mom.
How's the cake coming, Sophia?
Beautiful. I got everything I need. Coconut, eggs, unbleached flour, rum.
Oh, are you making a rum cake?
No.
Gee, I love to bake. Back in St. Olaf, I always baked our birthday cakes. Charlie loved them. I remember the last cake I baked in St. Olaf. It was kind of different. Better make a wish and blow out those candles before Mr. Hickenlooper has the entire volunteer fire brigade up here pumping water on my clean kitchen floor. I swear that man will look for any excuse to make that siren sound through his nose. Inga Lundquist told me just this last week. I know. Shut up, Rose, and blow out your candles. Okay. A wish. I guess that was kind of a silly wish. I know you can't really be here with me, Charlie. It's taken me these past 8 months to accept that, but I finally have. Then why our usual little private birthday celebration? Somehow it feels less lonely, Charlie. I mean, this is the first special day I've had to spend without you. If it had been Christmas, I'd probably have hung your stocking.
Or if it had been your birthday, I probably would have still asked the clerk down at Tuttle's to help me pick out a tie for you. Oh, I bet that would have gotten me some strange looks from the sales staff. Although they already look at me strangely. Because at the time I tried to special order a double-breasted navy suit with a drop seat in the pants for Cousin Wendell. Anyway, that was part of the reason. The other part was I wanted to talk to you. I know. I didn't need a special occasion for that. It'd be more of an occasion if I stopped talking. But I figured since it was my birthday, you wouldn't be upset when you hear what I've got to tell you. I've decided to sell the house and leave St. Olaf, Charlie. The winters are rough here in Minnesota. And this place is too filled with memories to let me get on with my life. I need to start over without you, Charlie. And I think this is the best way. I know it'll be tough in a strange town, all alone, but I've read some wonderful things about Miami. It won't be long before I meet nice people and make some new friends. I have a real good feeling about that. So, I just wanted you to know what I decided. I hope to be in Florida before the next winter comes. But I know that wherever I am, you'll be right there with me. I love you, Charlie. I miss you. It's my birthday. You know the rules. I get the rose.
And a pinch of baking soda.
Ma, that looked like an awfully big pinch.
Who cares?
Sophia, maybe you should sit down.
I am sitting. You know what? I'm going to make you a nice pot of coffee.
Don't panic. I'm fine. I haven't had that much. Besides, you think I'd ruin Roberta's milestone birthday?
Milestone? She's 88.
Right. After 80, every year without a headstone is a milestone.
I think my milestone birthday was when I turned 50.
Oh, Ma, I remember your 50th. We were supposed to go to a party at Guido's, but you were fighting with Pop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, never forget it. It was Brooklyn, April 1956.
Dorothy.
Yes, Ma.
I tell the stories around here. Picture it. Brooklyn, April 1956. 2.5 years.
Fine. That's the way you feel? Sophia, I'm staying right here.
Fine. Stay there forever, you big bajagaloop. I curse the day I ever met you.
Double.
Ma, it's me, Dorothy. Happy birthday, Ma.
Ah, shut up.
You're welcome. What are you doing? Gonna be late for your birthday party at Guido's. Stands in the car waiting.
I'm not going.
What do you mean you're not going?
What do I have to celebrate? That I have a miserable marriage and I'm leaving my husband?
You and Pop had a fight.
You love to show off that college education, don't you?
Okay, why are you mad at Pop?
Because your father is a miserable, no-good, insensitive bum.
I heard that.
Good, then hear this. May you lose the 3 hairs left on your head.
Oh, yeah? Well, may you lose your tweezers so your eyebrows meet to cover the wart in the middle of your forehead.
That's not a wart, that's a beauty mark.
On Sophia Loren, it's a beauty mark. On you and Khrushchev, it's a wart.
Pop, that is enough. Come out of the bedroom now.
Not while she's out there. She hit me.
Ma,
with a piece of bread.
5 days old, it was like a jack handle.
He deserved it after the way he wished me a happy 50th birthday.
Ma, what are you talking about? You're 48.
That's what I thought, until last night during your show of shows, when he hands me some papers he found in the hall closet. He tells me they made a mistake on my birth certificate when I came into this country, and I'm actually 50.
So what's the difference? You're 50.
What's the difference?
I gave that man the best years of my life, and he just stole two more. I've never been so depressed in all my life.
Oh, Ma, it doesn't mean anything. 50 is just a number.
You don't understand, Dorothy. I always had plans, dreams, things I wanted to accomplish by the time I was 50.
What kind of dreams?
Well, for one thing, I always wanted to be a ballerina.
Please, with those legs?
Come on out, Salvador. I got more bread waiting for you.
Ma, I got news for you. I don't think it would have been any easier for you to break into ballet at 48.
That's not the point. I'd still have two more years to dream. I can't believe it. I'm 50. I'm an old lady who hasn't accomplished a thing in her life.
You haven't accomplished a thing? You raised three kids during the Depression and always managed to have food on the table. You held down two jobs as far back as I can remember, but somehow you were always there when we needed you. You got me through 4 years of college by helping me pay for it, but also by encouraging me whenever I felt like giving up. Do you want me to go on, Ma? Because we could be here all night.
Enough already. Ralph Edwards makes less of a fuss over people.
As far as this old lady business, you're acting like an ass. You don't look 50. You don't look 48. You're as beautiful as the day I married you.
Oh, Salvador. Tell me that again.
You're acting like an ass.
He's right. Salvador, open the door. We have a birthday party to go to.
Ma? Pop, come on, you're gonna be late for the party.
We'll be there in about an hour, darling. Oh, Salvador. Hey, Dorothy, make that 2 hours.
Wow. Happy birthday, Ma.
We never got to the party at all.
There were a lot of disappointed people that night.
Well, I wasn't one of them. Neither was your father, if memory serves me correctly.
Sophie, you think this cake is ready? You know, Roberta's gonna be here in a minute.
It's ready when it's ready.
Oh, well, it doesn't make any difference. She won't be surprised anyway. Oh, surprise birthday parties never work.
Yeah, well, what about that surprise party we threw for you when we first moved in? That worked. Almost. I mean, it kind of worked.
Hi, Rose. I picked up Blanche's birthday cake. What are you doing?
Decorating Blanche's birthday cake. There, it's finished.
I told you I would pick up the cake.
Oh, I know, but back where I come from, most people won't eat store-bought.
Rose, where you come from, most people live in windmills and make love to polka music.
Stop it, Dorothy. You're making me homesick.
We're coming.
Who could that be? Everybody I invited's already here. Sophia!
Ma, what are you doing here? You know you're not supposed to leave the home. You're still recovering from that stroke.
What recovering? I'm back 100%, knock wood. Come in.
Just listen, we are throwing a surprise birthday party for Blanche. I want you to go out to the lanai and mingle with the other guests.
Check. What's a lanai?
The porch.
Excuse me, Crystal Carrington.
Blanche is going to be surprised. It's lucky I accidentally found out today's her birthday. Blanche, what's wrong?
Nothing. I just want to go soak in a hot bath and forget all about today.
Oh, okay.
No. Well, girls, I know we haven't lived together very long, but see, when I come home mad like this and say nothing's wrong, then it's up to you to draw what's really wrong out of me.
Blanche, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Okay.
Oh, all right, quit badgering me. I didn't want to tell you this, but today's my birthday.
Today's your birthday, Blanche? Today? Dorothy, did you hear that? Today's Blanche's birthday.
And I hate birthdays.
And she hates birthdays.
Only thing I hate worse than birthdays is surprise birthday parties. What did I get when I walked into work today? A surprise birthday party. Oh, I was so upset, I almost threw up.
Did you hear that, Dorothy? Surprise parties make Blanche want to throw up.
Honey, why don't you go and take that bath and we'll just forget the fact that, you know, that today is really your birthday.
Well, I don't see how anybody can hate birthdays.
Well, because they are constant reminders that with each passing year, our bodies begin to sag, our faces begin to wrinkle, our hair begins to turn gray. Of course, none of that's happened to me yet. But it's only a question of time until I'll end up looking like the two of you.
Blanche, you keep that up. You won't have that much time left.
Hi, Blanche.
Sophia, what are you doing here?
I'm here for your surprise birthday party.
My what? What? You didn't.
Of course we didn't. My, there's no party. Maybe I should take you home now.
Where am I, Francis Farm? I know what I saw. There's a party out there.
Blanche, I guess we made a mistake.
Honey, look, we'll cancel the party. We'll send everybody home and forget that the whole thing ever happened.
Yo, everybody, the party is off. They want us out. But you're all welcome to come back to my place if someone can tell me where it is.
Roger, Edgar, Bert, Leonard. Well, what are they all doing here?
I invited everybody in your address book.
Red one by my nightstand?
No, the little black one next to your hot body oil dispenser.
Wait a minute, fellas. Now, no need to rush off like this. It is my birthday. Who wants to be the first one to spank me? Boy, that turned out to be some evening, didn't it?
It sure did.
You know, from that night on, I learned to love surprise parties.
It kind of reminded me of a party back in St. Olaf when I was a little girl. Big Sven and Little Sven were celebrating the first anniversary of their smoked herring hoagie house when Big Sven...
I'll get it!
It's my cake. Stand back. I'll get it.
Ma, that looks like a cookie.
Sophia, honey, I think you put too much rum in it.
So stick an umbrella in it and serve it with straws. Everyone will think they're a Trader Vic's.
Well, let's take it in the living room. Roberta's going to be here any minute.
Oh, I just hope she's really surprised. That's the best part of a birthday, when you're really surprised.
Surprise!
Oh, happy birthday, Blanche.
But my birthday's not till next week.
We know, but you said after the last time we'd never be able to surprise you again.
We figured this is the only way to do it.
Oh, you really did a great job. I don't know what to say.
Say, it's conga time.